Welcome to the Archer Institute blog in audio. Today we are covering strata levies, and specifically the two funds your levy gets split between every single quarter.
And this one is genuinely useful, whether you are an owner staring at a levy notice wondering what you are actually paying for, or you've just joined a strata committee and someone has handed you a budget spreadsheet.
The article is called NSW Strata Levies Explained, Administrative Fund versus Capital Works Fund. And the first thing to get straight is that your quarterly levy is not one thing, it is two.
Which most owners do not realize. You get one bill, you pay it, done. But where does it actually go?
So there are two completely separate funds. The first is the administrative fund. Think of it as the household budget for the building. Regular recurring costs, insurance premiums, cleaning and gardening of common areas, electricity and water for shared spaces, minor repairs, strata management fees.
The predictable stuff. The bills that arrive every year without fail.
Exactly. And the levies into that fund are sized to match what the scheme expects to spend in the coming year. Fairly straightforward budgeting.
All right, so that is fund one. What is the second?
The Capital Works Fund. Some people still call it the Sinking Fund, which was the old name. Its job is to build up savings over time so the scheme can afford major works when they fall due, without suddenly hitting every owner with a massive bill.
The big, infrequent jobs.
Yes. Repainting the building, replacing a roof, upgrading lifts, major waterproofing, resurfacing driveways. These cost a lot, and they only come around every several years, so the fund saves steadily in between.
And if a committee has been underfunding it and the roof suddenly needs replacing, what happens?
That is exactly the problem the article is pointing to. A well-planned capital works fund is the difference between a scheme that handles a roof replacement calmly and one that panics.
Nobody wants to be in the panicking scheme.
No. And the two funds are kept separate on purpose. If a committee dips into the Capital Works Fund to cover day-to-day running costs, the savings shrink. Then when the big job arrives, the money is just not there.
So the separation stops the long-term savings being quietly eaten up by ordinary bills.
The article puts it well. Keeping them apart keeps the planning honest. It's one of the things good governance actually protects.
Okay, so how do the levies get set? Is that just the committee deciding what they feel like charging?
No, and this matters. The committee and the strata managing agent prepare a budget for each fund, estimating the year ahead. That budget and the levies needed to fund it go to the owners' corporation at a general meeting, usually the annual general meeting. The owners vote to approve them.
So owners have a real say.
They do. Each owner contributes in proportion to their unit entitlement, the share assigned to their lot. The article is clear that the exact process, voting rules, and how unit entitlements apply are set out in the Strata Schemes Management Act 2015. Worth confirming the current detail with NSW Fair Trading or your strata managing agent before relying on any specific figure, because things can change.
Good caveat. Now, special levies. I know owners dread those.
For good reason. A special levy is a one-off additional charge raised when the scheme needs money it does not have in either fund, usually because a major repair has come up that the Capital Works Fund cannot cover. Special levies are decided at a general meeting.
And owners hate them because they arrive without warning and can be large.
The article is direct on this. The best defense is a properly planned Capital Works Fund that saves ahead for the works the building will need. A committee that funds maintenance steadily protects owners from the sudden bill.
So for someone on a strata committee right now, what is the core takeaway?
You don't need to be an accountant, but you do need to know the difference between the two funds, why the Capital Works Fund matters, and why keeping levies realistic now saves owners real pain later. That understanding is part of the role.
And Archer Institute has a course that covers exactly this.
The Strata Members CPD course covers the funds, levies, and budgeting in plain English. So whether you're an owner making sense of your levy notice or a committee member working through a budget, it's worth learning this properly.
What is the one thing someone listening should do right now?
Browse the Strata Members CPD course on the Archer Institute website or call the Australian-based team on 1-800-069-273 and they'll walk you through exactly what is covered. Archer Institute offers nationally recognized online and self-paced training with real local support.
And the full article is on the Archer Institute blog. Worth the read if you want all the detail.
It is. Thanks for listening.